What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Thank you, Luke. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. So, look, the Lions are definitely trying to win now, not as much as some others or not as much as people want to see, but they're clearly also trying to win for a long time. And if you look at their situation and what they have, Brad Holmes has come in and he's drafted extraordinarily well. There's no question about that. He's populated this roster with players that you want to re-sign. And they have, you know, re-signed some of them. Jared Goff, Ali McNeil, Kirby Joseph. But they have four contracts coming up rapidly. Hutch, Jamo, Branch, Laporta. All coming up at the same time. Then they have Jack Campbell, and Jahmyr Gibbs after that. A lot of money is going to be sunk into those players. Down the road, they may want to bring back Terrion Arnold. They got to try and find a way to keep all these guys. And if you are interested in keeping all these guys, and it's clear that they are, and that from a football perspective, it's worth it. You know, you have to be thinking about that if you're trading for a player that has any long-term commitments financially. That's why the possibility of getting Micah, if Micah agreed to just want it out of Dallas and Jerry just wanted to get rid of him and didn't need a contract extension, was attractive. But they found a team that would give him a contract extension. And the Lions couldn't do that without losing a number of these players to pay Micah. But what I find really, really intriguing about what Brad Holmes is doing, and I'm okay with him doing it his way, we've never had a guy draft like this. We've never had somebody that each and every draft, I'm confident he's going to find good players. And his way, I mean, he kind of just got it up and running, right? The last 2 years, they've been a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
In the last 2 years, they've had to pick at the end of the first round.
Yes. But they and he's found players there, and he's found players in other rounds. I'm really, really intrigued at what this is going to look like over the next decade. Are they going to be atop the NFL and have a chance to win multiple Super Bowls by just doing it this way? Keep repopulating the roster with young, cheaper players, good players, because he can draft. And there might become a time and a place where he can't even resist whatever trade might be out there.
Well, the young cheap. I'm
really curious to see what happens if he does it his way, what this leads to. And I'm okay with sitting back and watching Brad do his thing, because we got a draft ninja.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that owners hire GMs to do it their way. That's why you hire them. You give them the trust. If you don't, if you undermine that, then that guy's dead in the water. You have to move on to the next one. Or be Jerry Jones and just run the show yourself. Because it's not fair. So you look at our GMs in town, and you see that Brad Holmes is cooking. He's revamped the entire roster from the moment he got here. They started to work on it, and now they're reaping the benefits of it. Back-to-back division championships. They went to an NFC championship game. High hopes again this year. And those young, cheap players that they got because they were able to draft and find those players, they turn into players entering the prime years of their career making good money. And you hang on to those guys when you can. But you have to keep recycling and get new guys that are going to be cheaper. And at some point, you have to make tough decisions and let some guys go. The Lions aren't there yet. They don't have to make that tough decision yet. And we'll see how it works in the salary cap world where the cap keeps going up and up and up. Will they be able to maintain this? Are they going to be able to sign all those guys? They might be able to. I don't know. And, you know, the cap is so wildly manipulated beyond my comprehension or anyone's comprehension, frankly, it feels like, that's not involved with directly with the cap situation, that they can make things happen because guys restructure and you kick the can further and further down the road. I'm excited about it too. And as much as me as a fan wants to see them go for it, and I want, if that's not the way Brad's going to operate, then I have to live with that because he's the guy who's in charge. Will things change? Like you said, he's not an F them picks kind of guy yet. He might be when the right move comes along. And that move could come along at a trade deadline deal.
It could.
If the Bengals suck, they're going to trade Trey Hendrickson. The Lions are there, and they step up and say, yeah, we'll give you, you know, a first and a second or whatever it's going to take at that point to get him for the remainder because it's a rental player. A high price to pay for a rental, but it's a move that could put you over the top. Or a move like that, acquiring some kind of Pro Bowl player or all-pro player at a trade deadline, that's the thing that looks great. It clearly isn't his MO to go into the offseason and sign high-priced free agents. He's got his own guys he wants to reward with that kind of money, and we'll see how that works. And it really isn't any different right now than what Scott Harris is doing with the Tigers. Then people get impatient because we got teased last year. The Tigers were a hell of a lot better than anybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Getting into the playoffs, getting into the second round of the playoffs, a hair's breadth of getting to the ALCS, and everybody wants to change what the approach is. Scott Harris has his approach. And if you don't appreciate it, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can disagree with it. That's fine. And you can have your own opinions on it. But Scott Harris is going to run things the way Scott Harris is going to run things. Steve Yzerman's going to do it the way Steve Yzerman wants. And we got Brad Holmes doing the way I think Brad Holmes wants. I don't want to leave out Trajan Langdon, but we feel like he's doing a pretty good job when you're on the job.
248-539-9797. Here's some feedback that came in. The Packers just paired two top 15 edge rushers and made Gary's life 1,000 times easier. Anyone downplaying this is silly. I don't think anyone is downplaying it. I think it's a pretty big move.
Yeah, I don't know if Gary's top 15, but he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. I probably wouldn't put him top 15. And yet, you know, I mean, I think it does make, sure, Green Bay is a bigger threat now. I don't know that anybody doesn't believe that. They did. I'll be interested to see how they do against the run now, given their offseason, losing T.J. Slayton and Kenny Clark. Lions are not cooked, but Holmes needs to make a bigger move this year than he did. We lost an all-pro center. What position did we get better at? That's from Jared in Kalamazoo. Well, I think they're way better in the secondary with the addition of D.J. Reed and another year of Terrion Arnold. I think that is an improved position group. I think that eventually they'll be better at defensive tackle because of Tyleek Williams added to the. I mean, they need to get Aleem McNeil back. I think the wide receiver spot's going to be better because the players are going to be better than they were a year ago.
I'm really excited to see a rotation that involves Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, and Tyleek Williams.
Yep.
Really excited about that.
I agree.
I'm not sure if we're ever going to get there and see it because you're talking about perhaps November when McNeil comes back. Reader's had some injury issues over the last few years of his career. And Tyleek is a rookie. We'll see what kind of impact he makes. But yeah, I think at its face, it's hard to see that if you think that they've gotten better at any one position group. But I tend to agree with you. I think part of it is because of the maturation of Terrion Arnold and not losing anything with DJ Reed, losing Carlton Davis. Look, I think DJ Reed's just as good. And I like what Terrion Arnold has taken a step forward. The other area, are the receivers better?
Yeah, I think they're going to be better. I think they just by another year of maturity, you're the one calling for a massive season for J-Mo, and yeah. I can see it.
And I mean, the quarterback room got better with Kyle Allen being the backup.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we hope you don't see him.
248-539-9797. Philip in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? How you doing? What's going on, Gator?
Okay. Hey, Philip!
What's going on, guys? So, look, real quick, and I know you're going to be up against it a little bit, but my problem is with Brad Holmes, and I love Brad Holmes, and I believe in him. I have a problem with his philosophy, because if you're so worried about draft picks, losing players that you are drafted that you like, I get it. I understand it. But making moves like this, and I don't necessarily need Micah Parsons. I mean, Za'Darius Smith is still out there. Brad, you are this draft guru. Later on down the line, guess what? You can find another Branch. You can find another Kirby Joseph. You can find another Terrion Arnold. Giving up players or giving up cap space is not so much of an issue if you do what you've been doing all along. I mean, making a move like this is not a hard thing to do. It doesn't make sense. If you are this draft guru, guess what? You can replace those guys that you so wellly covet. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying.
You could. I'm just interested to see what he's going to do over the course of the next decade, because I think what he has done to get him here has been like nothing we've seen in our lifetime. So I kind of want to let Brad Holmes do what Brad Holmes wants to do and see what we get out of this, because I don't think it's a flawed plan. But he right. And the other thing about this is that they emphasize, and we don't quite know how to process it because we're not in locker rooms and we're not in meetings and we're not in discussions, is culture matters to them. And if a player doesn't fit their culture, for whatever reason, they don't want you in the locker room. It's hard to process. Philip, I'm not sure what it means.
Not hard to process, but my thing is this. I find that kind of hard. This was only in the line and where it concerns Za'Darius Smith, because he was already there. So I don't think that Za'Darius Smith is that person that doesn't align with their culture. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was just like making stuff up yesterday, trying to make it make sense, because I don't think they want him.
And I remember that.
And I said, I wonder, Philip, if him saying, if he said to them, I'll come after training camp, I don't want to do all that stuff, if that turned them off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he said that. Let me be clear. I'm spitballing ideas as to why.
To make it make sense.
Usually smart. And Philip, thank you for the phone call. Usually later, when somebody who knows what they're doing, that's competent, tells you the real story, it makes you go, oh, okay, now I get it. But that's just me spitballing. I don't want to say anything irresponsible.
No, it's a possibility, right? That's a possibility, because that's out there. What do we know? He hasn't gone to training camp. But we've heard my entire life. I've heard of players, when the veteran players as free agents, or even not even free agents, guys are on rosters. Nobody likes training camp, and some of those guys get a little break in training camp if they're veteran players. They will give you a couple weeks off and then come back. And
could you see Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes not wanting a veteran around like that? Because they got Aiden Hutchinson running around there like he's trying to make the roster.
No, that's a guy it's part of his rehab, I guess. He's getting there. But like Taylor Decker, for instance, I don't know how hurt he was to start training camp, but he didn't practice for a while. And it was kind of up in the air when he was going to come back. I wonder if that was one of those allowances. Hey, we trust Taylor to stay in shape. We'll give him a little bit of a break. I don't know if that's what they did or not. So I'm not discounting what you're saying, because I think what you're saying is a real possibility based on how we know what we know about Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, and guys got to love football and all that. I understand that.
I hate the example because I feel like I'm trashing Za'Darius Smith some way.
I'll give you another example, which also feels like it might be trashing, and I don't want to do it, but I'll say it. What if they just don't like him? Like, they saw him as a player for half a season with this team.
That's Kang's theory.
I've been saying that the whole time, just because we're spitballing, right?
We're spitballing.
Yeah, maybe he's one-dimensional, and that dimension's getting worse because he's getting older. Maybe they want someone to play the run better, set the edge better. And last year, there were desperate times called for desperate measures, and they had to call him and make a trade because they had nobody.
Yeah.
And that was it. You know, they immediately cut him after the season. They haven't been really any real talks, I guess, not immediately either, of bringing him back, and maybe his time here is done.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Hey, you heard us talk about the air quality alerts, right? Well, if you're concerned about the air you breathe, contact CGC Home Services. We did, and we have now Aeris Active Pure technology in our house, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Things got super interesting in the NFC North in the last 24 hours. Green Bay gets Micah Parsons for two firsts and an all-pro defensive tackle. Look, yesterday we had a conversation with Lions fans about, you know, whether or not Brad Holmes and his goals and his, you know, the press conference he had asked if they were a Super Bowl contender, and he and Ray Agnew had their comments. And we talked to people yesterday who thought the Lions were cooked before this trade was made. I can imagine how they feel now. Meanwhile, we got college openers last night, interesting slate of games, and now tonight Michigan State takes on Western Michigan. Gator, you got any plans? You got any pregame? You got any tailgate ideas? You got any snacks? Are you putting together crab dip? Are you cooking up a massive tray of crab dip again?
I am not going to make a massive tray of crab dip. I don't know what I'm doing tonight yet. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if I want to be around people or if I need to be by myself. I've got friends that are going up to the game, and I'm like, I didn't want to go to the game. I didn't want to get home at 3 a.m. So
plus, you got to take your new chair off for a spin.
Well, there's that. And
first time, first Spartan game for you in your new chair.
It's true.
Hey, man, have the Tigers won a game since you got the chair?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
But the only one.
Might have to return it.
Only one.
1-4 with the new chair, man.
I think they're, yeah. Well, let's see. Did they? Well,
when do you got the chair Saturday morning,
Saturday,
right?
Yeah.
And they won Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they lost Sunday. They lost Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, they're 1-4 in Gator's new chair.
Might have to return this thing, man. I mean, you could get the same model. Just be like something's wrong with
no,
this.
No, thing. I think we just give it some time.
Right.
See what happens. We'll see what happens.
Chair's off to a bad start,
yeah,
Kang.
Yeah, very bad start. I mean,
but it's not the worst start. Could have been worse.
Could have been 0-5. Yes, you're right. It's like literally the second worst start it could have had.
Yeah. I'm giving it some time.
How much time do we give the chair before we decide it's the chair?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. So a week from Saturday. If the Spartans lose tonight and you're in the chair.
Well, the chair may go.
Oh, man. See?
I mean, I did get a text. Are you happy with your purchase? we'll see.
Text
sure
him back.
Yet.
Text me after the state
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Not sure yet. Don't know. But no, as far as tonight's concerned, once I figure out if it's by myself or with friends or whatever, there's definitely food is, I'm thinking about it. I'll just say that. I'm thinking about it right now.
All right.
Because you just brought it up, so now I'm really thinking about it. Like yep. Kind of dip. If I were to make a dip, I'd go with buffalo chicken dip before I'd go crab dip.
Okay. All right.
Buffalo chicken dip is fantastic. But you can't do store-bought. You got to make it. You got to take some time, which means it's a trip to the store. And need a couple hours.
Because he's talking himself out of it. Can't you tell right there?
Or am I talking myself into it? Because the thing is, if I do it tonight, you know what I got tomorrow, Kang?
Yeah, buffalo chicken dip.
Leftover chicken dip. Damn right.
What vessel are you going to use to eat this dip?
Maybe bagel crisp. Or, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I haven't got that far ahead of it yet.
It takes a lot of planning, man. What are we doing here? Are we just springing this on him and he's supposed to make decisions this quickly?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead, Kang. I haven't thought that far ahead. You got anything planned for the command center tonight?
No, but for tomorrow, we're going to have like 25 people over. We got Canadians coming in, voluntarily crossing the border. And they will, and I'm talking big numbers. There's 8 in our house. There's another 10.
Good God.
Dispersed around Ann Arbor.
Yeah, well, because the metric system. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 8 Canadians is really what, 12 Canadians? I don't even know how that works.
What's your kilo limit on the couch?
That's right. Well, we're going to test it this weekend. But I think tonight we're going to be out and about and have some place that has the Michigan State Western game on.
You're a guy that likes to go out and about and watch the games.
Well, yeah. Depending on the game and the situation tonight is I'll have the game will be recorded just in case there's anything I need to go back and really see. But then the one thing about a night game is I am not social at all tomorrow. So I'm going to see my relatives tonight and hang out. And then tomorrow it's switch goes off. I'm working. And then, I'll come running out of the stadium at like 1 a.m. going, who's tailgating? And it's never anybody, but.
Yeah, but I noticed last night as there was a little chill in the air. It's also for this weekend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire pit weekend. Yeah. Like this is if you have people over tonight or tomorrow watching the game, you get the fire pit going too. Halftime, maybe get outside, have a beverage, warm your hands by the fire.
Okay.
Make sure that you have access to the window to look into the TV.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, we still got an area that the kids ruin the grass in the backyard with a fire pit. When we did the Montana trip, they said, hey, can we get the little fire thing out in the backyard? And I said, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want you burning like the grass. And they got a big wood plank and they put it in the middle of the backyard. They put the fire pit thing, it's one of those bowls that you get, whatever they're called, cauldron.
Yeah.
They put it down there and they made a fire and they put it out and they were very responsible. And then they left the wood plank on our yard for 13 days and killed the grass.
It's not the fire pit that killed it.
No, it's the kids that killed it by not removing the wood plank. And so we've got this. Well, I mean, we could put the wood plank back out because I've planted seed and it's not really going very well. So it's probably got to go get, I should make them do it. I told them to do it. And of course they said, yeah, we'll take care of it. And they didn't do jack squat.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
Did your wife make you clean the house or gutters or anything with all the guests coming over?
Oh, dude, I was vacuuming ceilings. Like, it's everything, you know? That's why yesterday.
Is that Doug Karsh on a roof with a... Yeah.
Get the attachments. Get the attachments.
Is that a Dyson up there?
When we have people coming over, like, she goes nuclear with cleaning. And, you know, so yesterday it was Thursday anyway. So it was Thursday mow. There was laundry getting moved through. There was all these returns. We had to get out of the house. Meanwhile, we're trying to pack a kid and take him away from school. And, you know, his idea of packing is throw everything into the hallway. That wasn't going over real well. Had to clean up the basement. Dude, I swear to God, this is a true story. We got a new bed because people are coming.
Dude, I believe it.
Our daughter needed her bed out of her room for where she's living.
Yeah.
So we had a bedroom, yep. And I'm like, well, let's put an air mattress in. Nope, we got a new bed. So I got to build the frame today. I don't know if they're getting across the board. If they're going to be here at like 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
You're too accommodating. What happened with the air mattress? What's wrong with the air mattress? No.
Hey, Gator, dude, I don't make these decisions.
No. Sorry, you're right. My bad.
What happened? We got people coming over. We need a new credenza.
You're having coming. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's got to look like you're staging the house like you're selling it.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I'm serious. That's like, no.
Right, 100%.
I live with the same woman, Doug. It's like, what do you, we live here.
We normally have those fresh flowers. Those are normally. Out,
I do the same thing when I know one of my friends is going to stay at my house. Like, I got to take the whole day to get the house ready.
Did you clean the toilet brushes?
We didn't clean the toilet brushes. I cleaned two toilets yesterday. I cleaned two.
Clean the two toilets, throw out the old toilet brush, buy a new one, and have it set out exactly. So it looks right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
Get candles. You have candles?
Don't give her any ideas here, Kang.
Well, she's not listening. She doesn't listen to us.
That's a good point.
I mean, she texts me, but that's different. Yeah, candles?
Oh, there's candles. There's like...
Fresh towels?
Yeah, the little potpourri sticks or whatever the hell those things are. Yeah.
You got all pumpkin spice?
You know what I'm surprised? This we didn't get, and I'm stunned. New pillows to put out on the couches, like the new different colored...
Yeah.
Hey, it's fall. We need seasonal themed pillows.
I've got like 20 throw pillows in the house.
Yep.
Yeah. I just, when I mentioned the candles and then pumpkin spice, I mean, now's the time. Yep. It's cold enough where now you can bust out the old pumpkin candle.
No question. There's a lot going on.
We have a candle in here.
And it's like, it's TikTok too. In the meantime, I'm like trying to prepare for the opener, you know, and it's just been crazy. Absolutely crazy. Enough of my problems. Football. We'll get to that next. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here on a Friday. The Packers get Micah Parsons. They've gone all in. And they got a ton of money wrapped up in Parsons and Jordan Love. They moved two future number ones and an all-pro defensive tackle. And they passed the Lions as a favorite in the NFC North. Now and in the future, who would you rather be, Detroit or Green Bay? Updating the Twitter question, you can vote on Detroit or Green Bay. 83.3% still say Detroit. 16.7 say Green Bay. 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. We go to Nate in Heartland. What's up, Nate?
Hey, guys. So happened to laugh because I turned on the radio as I'm out running errands because we have, you know, friends and family coming into town. But about 10 minutes ago, I was hung up on by my wife because she yelled at me and she was like, I'm out running errands. What do you want me to do? And I'm sitting here picking up a bundt cake, Jersey Mike's. I think I got new pillows being delivered as we speak. And I'm like, it couldn't have been more timely hearing you guys. And I'm like, God, this is like every man's like worst nightmare. Well, and it's coming to fruition.
It is and it isn't, right? We know if we put in the time now, we're making a huge deposit into the Bank of Goodwill. And what are you going to be doing all weekend with these people over? Are you going to be watching football?
And eating subs.
God, no. Driving up to doing Sleeping Bear Sand Dunes tomorrow. Then we're doing Mackinac Island on Sunday.
Oh, no.
And then we're doing Torch Lake. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just getting started.
Hmm.
You got all next week off? Or are you having to pack?
God, no. First day of school. It's ridiculous.
Got to get the camera ready.
You're up against it, my friend.
I know, it's bad news bears, but I had to laugh because you guys were talking about it, and I'm like, I'm living it right now. It's a real thing.
That's a full plate for the weekend, Nate. Is it too full?
I'll let you know on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All good. 248-539-9797.
It isn't, I guess he said Mackinac Island, right?
Yeah.
So that's just a fair. I was going to say, the Mackinac Bridge is construction. Or not construction, they're closing it down.
There's the walk or whatever. Is it a walk? Is it a run? I don't know. But they close it down. I'm always amazed because they got those digital signs all over the state.
Yeah.
And I'll be driving 94 towards Jackson. And hey, Mackinac Bridge is closed. And I'm like, do I really need to know this down here?
I thought it was weird. I was heading, like when I left golf last night, so I was able to maneuver myself to get back on 75 South. And I saw that, and like, am I sure I'm not on 75 North?
And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I'm on my way to, like, Chelsea. Why do I need to know about the Mackinac Bridge?
Right.
Is the Brooklyn Bridge open right now? Okay, how about you let us know about that? Like, what does this have to do
with
me?
Well, you'll be happy to know that Zewaukee's closed. Apparently, 75 is closed at Zewaukee.
There's a lot of construction.
So
that bridge needs a lot of construction.
Use your navigational app this weekend if you're heading up north.
Sketchy engineering on that thing, I'll tell you that.
No, you don't like it.
No, I don't. 248-539-9797. All right, so let's get in that state game a little bit, Scott. What are you most looking forward to seeing tonight? Spartans, Western Michigan. It was year two of Jonathan Smith and a lot of new guys breaking in. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to seeing how Aiden Chiles matures as a quarterback in his second year at Michigan State. It's his third year of running that offense because he ran it at Oregon State as well. I think Michigan State's offense should be pretty good. And I'm hoping they put up points, and they put up points early. I saw last night lots of low scores last night. There were the occasional blowout, but really a lot of them were really low-scoring games. I don't want to see that. I want to see Michigan State get off to a great start, hopefully score like three or four touchdowns in the first half. That would make me feel a lot better. They've got really good receivers. Let's utilize that and just – That's what they need. I think a fast start and show that they can protect the quarterback. And let's see if a running back emerges. That'd be nice too. And on the other side of the ball, just get stops, right? You're not going to be perfect, but get stops when you need to. A turnover here and there would be fantastic if you do that. And I think all Spartan fans would echo this sentiment. Get to the quarterback. Let's see a quarterback sack or two or three or four. That'd be great. because we haven't seen that pass rush in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this Western team that's coming in, I don't know where they're headed under Lance Taylor. I think Michigan State has played better Western teams in the past than this one will be. They do have the two quarterbacks, one threw for a million yards in junior college. The other one played a little bit last year. They've got an offensive line to replace, so we'll see what they have in store. But, you know, again, there have been better Western teams that Michigan State has played in the past. And, you know, the new toys on offense are the two transfer wide receivers that, you know, we'll see. They're both come in with a lot of hype. And if they're good, Michigan State's passing attack could be good, predicated, of course, on Aiden Childs getting time, the offensive line coming together.
Yeah, I mean, he had some decent totals last year. He likes to throw the ball downfield, but it's not just Nick Marsh to throw to. Amari Kelly and Krishan McCray are two guys that can also get it done. So I like that, like the tight ends they have. Running game we don't know about. Brand-new running backs you're breaking in here, basically.
Defensively, is it going to be a pass rush? They would go weeks without sacking the quarterback a year ago.
We need it. We need to see it, and not just generated because of blitzing. You want to see it from your front four. And that's going to put some pressure on, let's see if Jalen Thompson can get things going there. And the defensive tackles look like they're going to be stout. They usually are at Michigan State, do a good job there stopping the run, but got to get pressure from the outside. See, Wayne Matthews, the linebacker, he's counted on to do a lot. It's another year where Darius Snow is back out on the field. I don't know how big of a role he's going to play, but he's definitely one of the leaders on this team. And Jordan Hall is a guy who's got so much promise, and let's see if he can take that promise to a different level.
Spartans and Western Michigan coming up tonight. Michigan taking on New Mexico tomorrow, and of course we'll have a little bit of Wolverine talk a little bit later in the show. If you want to keep talking college football, what Spartan fans are you most excited about right here, right now? 2025 season starts tonight. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. I would rather be the Lions and the Packers all day. The Parsons trade doesn't worry me when it comes to Green Bay versus Detroit, but it will make a difference when the Packers are playing other lesser teams, which could increase their win total and put more pressure on the Lions to win the division. In the long run, Parsons is a very outspoken person. I think Matt LaFleur will have a hard time containing him. What's going to happen when Jordan Love has a bad game or two and Micah starts running his mouth? Well, I mean, we'll see what happens here. I'm not covering that team, not being around that Dallas team. Things can be misleading, so I don't know if he's going to be a distraction or a problem that way. I do think the Lions, I like their culture. And they, you know, whether or not they even called about Parsons, I hope they did. I hope they checked it out. But Don in Northville says, I'm just tired of feeling like our GM is more concerned with only winning his way of doing things other than what actually works. I don't care about winning 4 years from now. If we have a chance to win, win now.
What is it other than what actually works? I mean, if you trust the GM, you trust the GM.
Yeah.
It's done wonders so far, right?
Yep.
They lost last year in the playoffs in the second round. Nobody wanted to see that, right? But we can all excuse away why it happened, but it happened. Nonetheless, be better this year. Stay healthy. They can do it. But now it's like, oh, you have to do this to win the Super Bowl.
What if his way does work? Like, right. Are we discounting that this has been really, really good? This is the third year they're really competing for a Super Bowl. The first two, they had a really nice postseason run. The second year, they had a really nice regular season. It's a disaster in the postseason, but, you know, I'm willing to give this some time to let it breathe.
I mean, I can say this. I'd like them to add some more players to this team, for sure. But ultimately, I do trust the guy to make the right decisions because he's pushed pretty much all the right buttons.
There's a couple things that happened. Well, I'll get to it coming up because we're up against a break. But yeah, adding players is something I think everybody wouldn't have an issue with. It's just a matter of how much do you go in? How much? Because they'll tell you, oh, we added players. They'll say that. They'll include the guys that got off waivers. Like they'll think that those players are going to help them. Tigers going out to Kansas City. They're on the road, and we'll get to some Tiger talk coming up in a minute. You know, it's funny. Do you remember we got a call a couple weeks ago with some dude that really wanted to spend a whole bunch of time explaining the NFL escrow system?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Lions held a news conference, and I think it was Dissner was explaining. They actually didn't know. They brought in members of the media. Am I remembering this correctly? Didn't they bring in members of the media to meet with him and talk about how the cap works?
I think so.
And why the $33 million that they have isn't actually $33 million or whatever their total is. And I looked up, the NFL escrow rule.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me if this clears it up. All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
In the NFL, escrow refers to money a team is required to deposit. Stop me when you get confused, okay?
Yeah.
In the NFL, escrow refers to money a team is required to deposit with a third party to ensure the full payment of players' guaranteed contract funds. This funding rule requires teams to secure the guaranteed portion of a contract when it's signed, preventing teams from tying up funds they might not be able to pay later. Escrow matters to the salary cap because it ensures the full amount of guaranteed money is available to the player, even if the team faces financial trouble. When a team signs a player to a contract with guaranteed money, the league's escrow funding rule mandates that the team deposit the full guarantee amount into an escrow account. The amount of escrow does not directly count against the team's cap when it's deposited. However, placing money in escrow is a requirement to show the team can afford to guarantee it and makes a guaranteed contract more feasible within the salary cap framework. You got that? You following?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. With escrow, a team must sign a player. They might sign a player to a massive deal, but not have the actual cash on hand to pay future guaranteed portions if they encountered financial difficulties. I'm trying to find the part that the listener brought up was that you have to have like 90% of your money used, and that the money that they have now is gonna go into future contracts. But I can't find that part of the rule.
Well, that only happens when they actually have those future contracts signed.
Yeah.
And so far, they haven't worked out that deal for Hutchinson or anybody else.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect the other guys to get it until after the season. So if you're going to do a deal with Hutch, I understand that some of that cap space that they have now will then get used up for this year.
Unused cap space from previous seasons can be rolled over and added to next season's cap. So I have a feeling that's the big holdup with any sort of additional salaries is next year the Lions are going to have somebody's contract redone, most likely Hutch's.
So that's where the escrow money comes in, because if you're going to give somebody a bonus, then they have to get paid right away, and then you need to have that in the escrow account. I understand that. It still shouldn't affect the salary cap for this year. It affects is how much money you have on hand, how much cash you have on hand, liquid, to give to the players that you're going to give the bonus
to. Well, if you're earmarking that money to go to a contract next year, you might want to save it this year, so it can roll over to be used next year, is the point. So I don't know how many guys are planning on signing next year.
Yeah, I still wouldn't imagine it affects them. I don't buy that they don't have that reduces the cap space so far that they can't add some player of real significance. I don't buy that. And I also would say this, for a team that's owned by someone that is a multi billionaire, they have the funds. They should be able to have the funds to put it to reload the escrow.
Yeah, but you can only spend so much on players.
I understand. Yeah, because
of the cap, it doesn't matter what the owner's bank is.
Well, no, but it does in terms of having the escrow.
Okay, fair. Right, but I think the idea being that the money that it looks like they have is probably already spent on future contracts, because they want to roll some of this over. Now, how much? I don't know. How many of these guys? All these contracts are coming up at the same time.
Yeah, I guess
Hutch, JMO, Branch, and Laporta.
I guess I've always taken that into account that, yes, next year it's going to change because you have, or the year after that, it's going to change because you have signing bonuses you're giving out. And I understand. I totally understand.
Yeah, I'm intrigued as to how much of the reported cap space that they think they're going to need to sign these four players. And if they're going to sign them this year.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that might limit their spending. Now.
Whatever the cap is, was it $250 million or something? I don't even know what the cap is. But
it is. I looked this up. It's $279 million, and it goes up roughly 10% a year.
So, yeah. I got it.
Yep.
I understand it.
But a lot of money.
I understand some of it. I don't understand all of it. I understand some of it.
Yeah. It's funny because when I was started reading some of the explanation of it. I'm like, oh, a lot of this money is earmarked for future contracts. But hey, look, that doesn't mean they can't get somebody. They couldn't have afforded Parsons. I don't think they could have afforded Parsons. Not without major losses on the back end.
Well, no, that's the side that nobody wants to look at. The dirty side of it is that if you were to make a trade for Parsons, and they could have done it, right? If they offered the same type of thing, they could have gotten it done. Give up a couple first-round picks, give up a defensive player of consequence, because that's the first part of the hurt right there. You have to give up somebody that's good. Not somebody that's okay. You have to give up somebody that's good. So let's just say, for your sake, it's Jack Campbell, okay? I know, it hurts, Doug. I know. But I'm just throwing Jack Campbell's name out there. Because the position he plays ultimately isn't going to, if you're trying to try to re-sign him, he's not going to cost you $30 million. Because he's a linebacker, you know, middle linebacker, they don't get paid like that. So let's just say it's him. Down the road, which isn't that far, it's like the next year, when you got these other contracts that come up, now you got real pain because you're already going to pay, you know you're going to pay Aiden Hutchinson. And if you're going to give Micah Parsons his $47 million a year, what do you think Hutch is going to cost? You're going to get a hometown discount down to $45 million? Or is Hutch going to cost you closer to $50?
It's going to be expensive.
Let's just say
it's going to be north of what Parsons just got.
I would think it's right on par, if
he's
not
just the
north.
Next, he's just the next right. guy, right?
So $95 million, let's say that. Let's say it's $95 million for those two players moving forward. Okay, now I've got to think about Jamison Williams. Well, Jamo's a wide receiver. Wide receivers on the market now get $30 million. It's going to start there. And I think he's going to have a monster year where it's going to justify some team wanting to give him $30 million. Lions may already know that we're not going to give him $30 million. We can't afford to do that. And if you were to have traded for Micah Parsons, you damn sure couldn't do that. So that's one player. Jahmyr Gibbs. Love Jahmyr Gibbs, right? I guess you technically don't have to pay him yet. You can put that off another year. And he's a running back, and running backs don't get paid, which is a travesty. But by the time he does get paid, maybe that has changed even more because of contracts guys like Saquon Barkley have signed. Is he going to be north of $20
million? If you put him off, and this is my fear that we've avoided so far, Trey Hendrickson didn't want to play on the last year of his contract. Micah Parsons didn't want to play on the last year of his contract. The Lions are going to run into that situation if they try to delay some of these deals of players that aren't going to want to play on the last year of their contract. And they've done a good job of locking guys up early, so they haven't. But with a whole bunch coming up at the same time, it is a war-chesting situation. On top of that, they have some cap hits that go way up for the players that they've signed.
There is a key difference.
Which is?
The Lions are a really good football team. So the allure of wanting to stick around on that contract, you have a chance to win, is different than you're on Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is, you know, borderline playoff team, even though they made the Super Bowl not that long ago. But boy, they handled their cap situation strangely. The Cowboys, I mean, I don't think anybody feels like the Cowboys were a Super Bowl contending team. At this point,
I hope
the
that
Pittsburgh
matters.
Steelers.
I hope you're right. I hope it matters.
I don't think Pittsburgh's a contending team. The Cleveland Browns, are they a contending team? These are teams that all, you know, did whatever they did with their edge rusher.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I'm not sure you aren't overplaying that card a little bit.
I'm bringing it up as a possible point. I think there's a difference between the Lions and some of those teams that those players, because those players know they're going to get paid anyway. The question is, are they going to get paid by the Lions? That's the question. I don't know if they're going to get paid by the Lions or not. But if you had traded for Micah Parsons, pretty damn sure that you were going to have to lose at least two players of real consequence in addition to the player you had to give up to trade for Micah in the first place.
You know, Micah wanted to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He did not want to leave. According to Jane Slater, a reporter for the NFL Network, he came back to the Cowboys with empathy. He wanted to get a deal done. By then it was too late, and and from his side of the story was the Cowboys said, play your fifth year or not, or we're going to trade you. And obviously we saw what happened. So I think even if Lions players want to be here, dude, this is their chance to, you know, their lifetime contract. This is the chance to get paid. The second contract's a big contract, right?
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. It's Carson Anderson on a Friday. Picks coming up today at 1:38. It's If I Bet It returning. 97.1 The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.